What are our responsibilities towards our children's 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 children? I've included four generations just to show I'm talking about people who won't be born until you and I are long dead. This intergenerational issue lies behind hard economic questions about national debt and deficits, is behind the pensions crisis, but also climate change. It's raised by the debate over the next generation of nuclear power. It's raised even more by population growth. I could add six more things to the list. Yet it's a very modern question. To the Victorians, borrowing from the future to make the present better made perfect sense. But they were rather more inclined to trust to Providence than we are. We can predict the future well enough to know it would be quite possible to make the planet uninhabitable by, say, 2300 AD. And long before we got there, civilization could have started to run backwards, so each generation was worse off than the one before. And it could all be our fault. Most ethical theories of justice seem to imply mutual exchange, reciprocity, as in the Golden Rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, in the Sermon on the Mount. But these as yet unborn people can do nothing for us. Does that mean we are released from any obligations towards them? And if we go down the utilitarian route, should the greatest good of the greatest number include the population of the planet 200 years on from now? Our methods for dealing with conflicts, such as by legal action or by voting in democratic elections, don't get us very far either. Our as yet unconceived grandchildren's grandchildren don't have votes and can't be represented in court. Legally, these people with no names do not exist. But every moral instinct cries out that that cannot mean they therefore do not count. We have to find some way of giving these currently non-existing people seats at the negotiating table, or even a veto. But I can feel a metaphysical headache coming on at the very idea. There are a few promising signs, such as an excellent secular organisation called the Foundation for the Rights of Future Generations, based in Germany, and the way the phrase intergenerational justice is starting to creep into documents from the Vatican, which famously thinks in centuries, and the World Council of Churches. Perhaps the idea of pre-existing rights for non-existing people becomes easier once one tries to see the issue as God sees it. But we've a long way to go before politicians and businessmen can be persuaded to lay aside their short-term interests and start thinking hard about the world as it will be in, say, 50 or 100 years. But it's got to happen if the human race is to have any sort of decent future or even survive.